This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Dr. Psych Mom Show. This is season 4 of the Dr. Psych Mom Show. So every time I do 200 episodes, I make it another season. So that means that I've done over 600 episodes now, which is great because I've only really been doing it for a little over 2 years. So, and I've had a million listens and it's all going well. I don't like podcasts. I don't know how any of you listen to this, but God bless you that you do. So that's very nice. And I did this on request. People kept asking me to do it and I didn't want to do it because I don't like podcasts myself. And then I thought, as I tell my children, it doesn't matter what you want. If it's a good idea, it's a good idea. So I kind of doesn't really matter if I want to or not. So if it's a good idea, then people want it, then I should try, right? So I tried and it's, you know, not terrible to record these. It's certainly a format to live journal what I am thinking, and it seems to appeal to other people, and that's good. All right, anyway, today we will be talking about attraction. So before we get into attraction and the incendiary idea that attraction doesn't actually matter the way that men on the internet would have you believe, especially men selling shit, I will first tell you to subscribe because out of those 600 episodes are over 150 subscriber-only episodes. The link to subscribe is in all of the podcast descriptions, the episode descriptions, so you will get all that extra info, including oral sex on women. It's the only one anybody ever cares about, but there's 150 others that are great too. Most recently, it was on the importance of compatibility and wishing happy anniversary to my husband. All right, anyway, so here's how attraction matters. You have to be attracted to your husband. You have to be attracted to him at first, because after that, it's not going to matter in the way that I will explain to men and that women already know. No, you ever heard the saying, for every beautiful woman, there's a man tired of fucking her? That's what people used to say, by the way. It's kind of funny that people used to say that because I actually just made a podcast about this. People used to understand the Coolidge effect and the fact that men get tired of the same woman too. But nowadays, everybody's supposed to be in an optimized, immortal state forever. No man can admit that they ever get tired of having sex with the same woman. And they really don't because they're watching porn so much that they're in a constant state of artificial arousal. So they don't even know if they're bored of having sex with the same woman or not. But anyway, it used to be understood that men get tired of having sex with the same woman. And now it is only really said that women get tired of having sex with the same man, but obviously both are true to lesser degrees for men because they have more testosterone. And the ones that are watching porn or on testosterone, phew, that's through the roof. But anywho, and that's artificial, and I've talked about it forever on all my podcasts about porn. But anyway, so once your husband is attractive enough for you to want to marry him and have sex with him, then he's attractive enough. Unless he changes a lot, he just remains attractive enough. He's attractive. Also, you don't really want to have sex with him, you know, not like in any real way that you sit there thinking about it like you did in the honeymoon stage where you would become spontaneously aroused like a man. But now, as I've belabored this point endlessly, you have, if you're a monogamous female, responsive desire primarily, which means that you need foreplay and you need to be in the right head space and you need to consciously, mindfully, and intentionally make space and time for you to become physical so that you could start touching, cuddling, whatever, and then you could get in the mood. And women who love their husbands do that. And who understand the importance of sex and love their husbands, do that. And that's just how it is. You know, you got to get in the mood. A man is not sitting there usually at work saying, oh my God, you know what I really want? I wish we would go on date night. Oh my God, that would be fun. Let me, I'm just gonna sit here and think about how much fun it's gonna be to get the babysitter to deal with all of her stress about what she looks like and what she should wear, then to have to think of entertaining topics for us to talk about, also to hear her then later complain that she feels fat and bloated and tired and is going right to sleep. And was this even a good idea? Man, that sounds fun. I can't wait. No, if he's a loving husband, he says, "I'm gonna plan a date night. When I'm there, it'll probably be fun. Either way, she's gonna like it, probably more than she doesn't like it." And it's a good thing for our marriage. So he plans date night. So he has basically responsive romantic desire, and she has responsive sexual desire. Now on the internet, all these men say, "But if you lift weights, then, ha, you have bucked the system. You have hacked your wife. She is going to become so amazed by your new physique." And then other women, this is a big one on the internet, are going to start touching you. I mean, can you sit down out of, before you fall down out of laughter? They're just going to start touching you. This is big in the manosphere. Women, they're going to come out of the woodwork. They're going to start stroking your biceps, and your mate will be aroused into a state of near panic, mate guarding paroxysm of envy and arousal, and she's going to hardly be able to wait to get back into the minivan at Little League practice to have sex with you. So first of all, I mean, where do you start, right? This doesn't happen, it happens very rarely. It happens in people, honestly. I'll tell you who it happens with. People that drink a lot and they go out into mixed company, into parties where everybody's drunk as a skunk. And then sometimes a woman will come over and touch you. Let me tell you don't need to work out for that to happen. Much like earlier in life, you could just wait until the night progresses and there's more drinks under a woman's belt, and she'll stumble into you and touch your arm and touch whatever's around to stabilize herself and flirt with you if she's mad enough at her husband. But it does not really have much to do with whether or not you went to the gym 3 or 4 times that week. Now, obviously, are there men that are such a level of attractiveness that women actually come up and touch them? Yeah, sure. But they're movie stars and they're married to movie stars. So, I mean, the whole frame changes. I mean, everybody is attractive. So then nobody's attractive. It's the hedonic treadmill. The point being, once your wife is attractive enough to you, sorry, once you're attractive enough to your wife for her to marry you and have sex with you, then you're attractive. That's how it is. If you gain a whole bunch of weight, you're going to become less attractive, obviously, as she would be to you in that same situation. If you don't buy new clothes for 20 years, you're going to get less attractive. If you stop brushing your teeth, you're going to get less attractive. It's your game to lose, though, because she thought you were attractive enough to marry you. And after that, it has to do with, does she love you? Does she understand responsive desire? Does she want to be in a happy marriage? And are you good in bed? That's what matters. Those things. And by good in bed, I don't mean like crazy shit. I don't mean like the Kama Sutra. I mean, can you reliably provide a good physical experience that she wants to replicate despite it taking out of her sleep quota, which is extremely important for women because they're tired all the time. And I attest to that. So it's totally wrong to think that a woman is like a man in this way. At first, she could want to jump you all the time because you look cute, but after that, you just look like you look because she's in monogamy and she no longer has the spontaneous arousal. Her body's telling her to mate with a different man. But since she doesn't want to, she turns that part off totally. So it's not like she's looking around or being like, "Oh, I want to have sex with him and him and him." There was an interesting thread in my group, and I always mention the secret group because you should be in it. Blue subscribe button. There's a link in the episode description. But anyway, this whole thing I had about what percent of men that you see in public do you want to have sex with? Just because I wanted, for shits and giggles to, make the men be really shocked. And all the women were like, 1%, no percent, 2%. I said 5%. I was counting the entirety of my lifespan. But the reality is, as a woman, you go out of the house, you be out for 3 hours, you may see hundreds of men, you don't think about sex with any of them. Because that's not how it works. You're monogamous, you're married, you're not thinking about that. I have a post, 9 things women think about all day, and what's not on the list? Sex. Now, when you're ovulating is a little different, if you're drunk, if you're on vacation, there could be different sorts of things. What really doesn't happen very much is that you look at your husband, the same old guy, the same old attractive husband, and think, oh man, I want to hit that right now while I'm making breakfast for the kids, before my work day, after I pay the bills. This is just not what happens. Now, if you're on vacation, you know, or the kids went to sleep, or your husband did something particularly cute and whatever, then it's like almost you open your eyes, you're like, oh yeah, he looks cute and he's a nice person and I love him and he's my husband. And so, and I know sex is going to be good when we do it. And so let's do it. And so this is in my podcast episode, Do High Libido Women Have Spontaneous Desire? Now, there's a big outlier. There's one factor that changes this. We talked about this in the group, which is when a woman's on testosterone, then it's, you know, it's really, then she's more like a man, you know? So truth of the matter is that then she does feel spontaneous arousal. Then she does look at you like a snack. But that's whether or not you worked out. It doesn't make a bit of difference. It's just like women, you know, like a man could find something attractive about almost any woman. So she, your wife, if she takes testosterone and doesn't have side effects and wants to stay on it, whatever, she's going to find something attractive about you, you know, even whether or not you work out, whatever. She'll also probably find something attractive about every man walking down the street. But and of course, some women don't respond that way, but some women really do. And so that is different. That's like when men are on testosterone, you know, and it's an artificial sort of inflation. But the point is there, yes, you can work out and you should work out. And I've talked about this a million times that especially for preoccupied attachment men, working out does make you more attractive because you're not up her ass. You're really not. You're somewhere else. You're literally not in the house following her around, telling her to listen to Dr. Psych Mom's podcast on responsive desire. So that makes you more attractive in and of itself because you're gone. You could also be at like a model airplane building convention and you would also be more attractive because you'd be gone. And certainly do women like if men smell good and wear nice clothes, whatever that means to them, and are in good physical shape? Sure. But if you are those things, if you are relatively those things, and I have barely any clients that don't exercise. I mean, exercise is like a thing. People exercise, you know. So if you are in relatively good shape, and you dress relatively normal, and you look at least a little bit like you did when she met you, controlling for the impact of age, then it's not about you. It's not like getting into better shape is going to make women come out of the woodwork and start stroking your biceps, and it's going to be like some sort of like cartoon from the 50s with like the guy at the beach kicking sand on the other guy. Like, that's like this level of thought. It's like very black and white. It's very cartoon-like, caricature-like, and it makes a lot of money to sell men supplements and workout programs and all this shit. Because they think the wife's going to have sex with them more. Well, she doesn't, you know? She doesn't. And I talk to these women individually when I have people in such dynamics. And I've said this before in podcasts, but she'll frequently say things like, oh, the way it is that ever since he started working out, when he gets out of the shower, I'm supposed to say, oh, you look really good. And then he's happy. You know, if sometimes I forget and he's not happy and then I remember I didn't say it, so then I have to say it. I'm like, all right, fine, you know, I mean, you know, secret safe with me. But like, if that works for you, obviously it's not working for her because they're in therapy. But the thing is you got to understand, like, working out and getting like 5% more muscle tone or 20% more muscle tone or whatever the hell it is, it's not going to help a bad marriage. It's certainly not going to help her respect you more. That's for damn sure. Unless it's one of these situations where you didn't leave her side and now you are on your own for yourself pursuing an exercise routine. Good. Then she says, oh, look, he's finally doing something without asking my opinion like I'm his mommy, which is great. But it's this attraction thing. So very, very young guys think that this is the be all end all. And they say, if a woman is attracted to you, she shouldn't need foreplay. What the fuck? What does that mean? That's crazy. That isn't real. What that means is when I was young 2 weeks ago, because I'm still young if I'm saying stupid things like this, then, I had sex with a woman without foreplay, who was a young mammal and was therefore wet because she's kind of always wet, and she made a lot of noise because probably she wanted it to end, and I felt like a king among men, and therefore I concluded that if a woman is really into you, she doesn't need foreplay, and from this that I have learned, I will later disappoint my wife in coming decades. That's what that means. You know, that doesn't mean anything real. So there's no amount of attractive that you could get that would mean that you do not need to know how to arouse your wife, foreplay, massage, kissing, being a nice guy, being a human being she could respect, etc., etc. So most men would honestly be much better off taking half of their workout time and self-developing in other arenas, you know, reading some more books, you know, figuring out something else to do with your career that you don't bitch and moan about because it's so boring all the time. It's playing catch with your kid because your kid misses you or whatever the case may be. So basically women want to have sex with men who they love and who, I mean, that is the thing. I mean, that always just comes back to that. It's like your wife may say she loves you, but does she love you? Does she love you if she's not having sex with you? Does she feel in love with you if she's not having sex with you? Often not. And that is the elephant in the room. And that cannot be, there cannot be a level of working out that gets that to happen. And I say that to women too. They say, oh, I love him. I just don't want to have sex with him. I don't want to go on dates with him. I don't really want to talk to him, but I love him. How do you love him? Is that how you love your child? You say, oh, hey, I don't really want to hang out with you ever. Don't tell me about your life. We don't touch each other, but I love you from over here, from afar. It's not real. So at the point where it's completely sexless, then people really do have to ask themselves what the hell is going on. You know, I mean, unless there is a huge trauma history, or, I mean, what there really is, there could be a huge trauma history, but there's usually unresolved marital conflict. That's an elephant in the room that makes both people very depressed. And the way that it manifests most obviously is a lack of sex, but there's a hell of a lot else going on too, which is what I talk about in my podcast, Everything is Fine in Our Marriage Except Sex. And I say that that can't be true. And I've never seen that be true. All right. Well, I hope you guys found this interesting and I will talk to y'all soon. Have a great day.